Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to Church Lady Now on Blog Talk Radio. We are having our today's teaching on eternity, the legacy of Christ. I am Brother Grant, and I am excited to tell you about our new Church Lady ministry. Our goal is to help you and I live a successful Christian life. Our program is designed to help us learn the Word of God, understand what we have learned, and apply the word to our daily lives. Our teachings are about application to our daily lives. We broadcast every Wednesday afternoon right here on Blog Talk Radio at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. You can catch us live, or you can go into the Blog Talk Radio archive, or library as it's called, and you can listen to any of our back shows, and we have more than 80 in the library. Now, this year, we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who He is, and the role He wants to play in our lives today. This is our 17th teaching in our series titled, Come Holy Spirit. We are teaching on the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. Now, the Trinity is the Christian Godhead, which is there and one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has a divine function, and He works in harmony with God, the Father, and Jesus, the Son of God. Now, today, the Holy Spirit is here to carry on the work of Jesus Christ in and through us. Today, our teaching is on eternity. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11, the Bible says, He has made everything beautiful in its time, and He has put eternity in their hearts. Except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. So how many times do you think the word eternity is mentioned in the Bible? The best answer is it depends upon which translation of the Bible you use. In the New Living Translation, it does not appear even once, according to the Concordance. In the Authorized Version, it appears once at Hosea chapter 57, verse 5, and in the New NIV, it appears three times, Psalms 93:2, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 23, and Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. Now, how many times do you think the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible? For those of you that are impressed with numbers or are data miners, the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible many times. Let's look at how many times the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible. So please note, when we talk about the Holy Spirit, we are including all of His names, symbols, and titles, which include the following: Spirit of God, Holy Ghost, Authority, Anointing, Cloud, Convictor, Creator, Dove, Finger of God, Fire. And we're talking about symbols and titles for the Holy Spirit. He's also described as a hand, an intercessor, joy, judge, liberator, producer of fruit, prophecy, power, rain, seed, sanctifier, wind, resurrection, teacher, third person, wisdom, and water. Now, all of these are symbols and titles of the Holy Spirit. So many times in the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible. Now, we want to know how many times it's mentioned. According to the internet resources we use, it's 388 times the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the King James Version of the Bible, 386 times in the New International Version of the Bible, 381 times in the American Standard Version of the Bible, and 394 times in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. So notice there is a consistency in different Bible versions. The Holy Spirit is mentioned at least 381 times and a high of 394 times. Now, Jesus, on the other hand, is mentioned in the New Testament 983 times to 1,273 times, depending upon the version of the Bible you're using. So here are the numbers based upon Bible versions. The New American Version is 386 times. The King James Version of the Bible is 983 times. And in the New International Version of the Bible, it's mentioned 1,273 times. So we provide Bible data just to tickle your spirit and have a little fun. And we have an announcement to make. We are now officially a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry, so all donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. And this ministry is good soil to sow your seeds of giving to help the less fortunate. Now, our ministry background has a brief story, so don't let our name fool you. This is not a ladies-only ministry. The truth is, the majority of the people we minister to are men. And Artist Oliver, the church lady, has been involved in street ministry to the homeless for many years. The name Church Lady was given to Pastor Artist by the homeless people to whom she ministered. They could not remember her name, so they just started calling her Church Lady. Thus, we have Church Lady Ministries. We are called to present the good news of salvation because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those that are bound. Our Church Lady is one of the Northwest's leading practical Bible teachers and an international evangelist with the call to help people to be restored through Jesus Christ. She loves God and loves to teach on Bible topics and spiritual matters. Church Lady teaches on a number of Bible topics. She is focused on helping you to know God for yourself, which will result in your transformation. She uses her 20 years of experience in live dramatic productions to bring the Word of God alive in her lively Bible classes, workshops, and retreats. Now, we serve the less fortunate, and the ministry is under the Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 commission. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He has called us to preach the gospel, to heal, to proclaim liberty to captives, to set those free that are in prison. And with a focus on spiritual and emotional healing, we serve homeless men and women and children in our local battered women's shelters. Minister Artist Oliver, also known as the Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. She has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Her favorite Bible teacher is Joyce Myers, who she always says, "When I grow up, I'm going to be a great Bible teacher just like Joyce Myers." The good news of salvation and how to live an overcoming Christian life is our ministry mantle. Now, scrolling on your computer screen, along with the Holy Spirit clip art, is our contact information, and you can become a Church Lady Ministries partner. You can partner with us to serve the less fortunate for just $9.99 a month. You can help us to teach, preach the gospel, to serve the less fortunate. To become a ministry partner, you can call us today. You can reach us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Friday. And you can call from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we will send you our ministry package. Now, let us join Church Lady for today's teaching. Our program title, Eternity, the Legacy of Jesus. This evening, we're going to learn about eternity. Now, let's join Church Lady for today's teaching. So, good afternoon, Church Lady.
Good afternoon, Brother Grant. How are you doing?
We're doing great here in Los Angeles.
Well, that's wonderful. What's the weather like down there?
Warm. So,
oh, wow. Well, you know, it's kind of like 80 degrees here, but there's a little overcast. But it's a lovely day in the neighborhood.
Well, that's great because we want to learn.
Yeah. Well, good afternoon, listeners. How are you doing? Welcome to Church Lady Now. As Brother Grant said, our goal is to help you to live your best life now and to be a blessing to others. I pray that all is well with you and your family, and we again want to thank you for joining us for Church Lady Now. Today we're going to learn about the legacy of Jesus, which is eternity. When you hear the term eternity, what do you think? Do you think about galaxies, heaven, or just empty space? The word eternity is a noun, and a noun is a person, place, or a thing. The word eternity means infinite time, duration without beginning or end. The word eternal means existence, especially as contrasted to mortal life. In theology, which is the study of God, eternity is the timeless state into which the soul passes at a person's death. Eternity means an endless or seemingly endless period of time. Now, the plural for eternity is eternities, the truth or the realities of life and thought that are regarded as timeless or eternal. We're talking about eternity. Now, did you know that Jesus left an eternal legacy for you and me? All of us at one point or another have had or we're familiar with someone who has been given an inheritance. An inheritance. Did you know that all who profess Christ as Lord and Savior have been given a legacy? Have been given an inheritance? In this case, a legacy does not always have to be money or some valuable object that has been left to us. A legacy can be something that has been left to us that has meaning and power to help us to live. This is the backstory. In a brief period of time, Jesus was in the upper room the night before his crucifixion. The night before his crucifixion, just before he dies, he gives his disciples and us his last will and testament. Jesus said to his disciples, "It is better that I go, because if I don't go, you can't have these things. You can't have these things." He's talking about the legacy. Now, the legacy of Jesus includes proof of his love. John 3:16 says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The last ministry act of Jesus was when he washed the feet of his disciples. Jesus gave the disciples the ministry legacy in the foot washing. He taught the disciples to serve each other. In John chapter 13, verses 13 and 14, Jesus says, "You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, that I am. If then your Lord and teacher have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet." We're talking about the legacy of Jesus. Proof of his legacy is his love for us. Proof of his legacy is that he gave us an example of how to serve one another. You see, Jesus ensured that his disciples understood true servanthood and that no one sees himself too high to perform even menial tasks for others. Jesus showed his love for each disciple by washing their feet. Next, in John chapter 13, verse 34, Jesus gives his disciples a new commandment. He said, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you." Now, the new standard presents a covenant of love, servant-like selfish love for one another. Why? Why did Jesus say that? Jesus said that because by this they, which is the world, will know that you are my disciples. See, how we treat each other is witnessed by other people. And it is our legacy to Jesus. So this love for one another is a display of love that we show to other Christians, to other disciples, and the world sees it. And they call us the disciples of Jesus. Now, in the first part of Jesus' legacy, he gives us proof of his love and the new commandment to love one another. And he shows us how to serve. Now, in the next part of his legacy, Jesus gives us hope. Hope in heaven. In John chapter 14, verse 1, Jesus said, "Let not our hearts be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Now here's the good part, the eternal stuff. He said, "In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I will come again and retrieve you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Now, a mansion is a dwelling place. A more precise translation is rooms, meaning there is more than enough space in heaven for all of us. The legacy that Jesus gave us was right before his death. He said, "I will prepare a place for you." Then he goes on to tell us not to be afraid, but to be at peace. So peace needs to be the foundation of our lives. And Jesus concluded this portion of his legacy with the promise, "I will come back to receive you." Now, in the next section of the legacy, Jesus left us a guarantee of power. In John chapter 14, verses 12 through 14, Jesus said, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified." If you ask anything in my name, this is Jesus talking, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, the greater works is in reference to the scope and number. The earthly ministry of Jesus was 3 years. However, after the cross and Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the ministry of Jesus continues to this day through us, his disciples, those who profess Jesus as Lord and Savior. Answered prayer is always in accord with the nature and the purpose of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is here today to help us to know the nature and the purpose of Jesus, and to help us to bring people to God, to help us to bring people to Christ. The power to do greater works comes from the Holy Spirit. To continue the work of Jesus, he, the Holy Spirit, is given to us. So when we pray in the name of Jesus, we are praying life into a situation. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Abundant life is overflowing, surplus, over and above, and extraordinary. As we surrender our lives to God, we enter into biblical prosperity for the mind, body, emotions, relationships, and eternal life. The truth is that God wants us to be happy and prosperous. Jesus came for us to have abundant life and to recover everything that the thief stole from us. Abundant life is not just for us, but it is also for others. Jesus calls us to work to reduce poverty, sickness, hunger, injustice, and ignorance, all which are part of the greater works we shall do. Now, when it comes to prayer, prayer in the name of Jesus gets results. It is prayer that is based upon what we know Jesus would want. We pray for what is important to him. We pray the will of Jesus, who left us a legacy of love, so we can pray love over people. We can pray peace over people. We can pray healing over people. Why? Because it's in the Word of God. Prayer gives the Father and the Son glory. Amen? And glory is credit. Let me give you an example. Let's say we've got a worship leader, and she sings a powerful song and later says, "Did you see the people run to the altar as I was singing?" On the other hand, there's a worship leader who sings a song and later says, "Did you see the power of God move during the song and the people ran to the altar?" We're talking about giving God glory. Now, the purpose of prayer is not to get what we want from God. It is for God to be given an opportunity to be God. And the fifth and the last legacy of Christ is that he has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 16, Jesus said, "And I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever." Watch this. Forever means without ever ending, eternally, continually, always, an endless or seemingly endless period of time. Forever is very similar. It's synonymous with eternal. The Holy Spirit was given to us by Jesus to be with us forever. To be with us eternally and always. The Holy Spirit is our helper. The word for another shows that there are similarities between the work done by the Holy Spirit in the ministry of Jesus, his disciples, and us. Another comforter means one in addition to Jesus, like Jesus. The Holy Spirit provides the continuity between the ministry of Jesus and the ministry of the disciples today. In summary, we have an eternal legacy. Jesus, during his last hours on earth, gave us a legacy that goes into eternity, a legacy that has no end and has no beginning. The legacy of Jesus includes the following. One, proof of his love. John 3:16 says, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." Two, the legacy includes an example of servanthood. Jesus said, "You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, If then your Lord and your teacher have washed your feet, you also ought to wash another's feet. The legacy includes three. Jesus left us hope. Hope of heaven. And John chapter 14, verse 1, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." Jesus gives us an eternal dwelling place. The legacy of Jesus includes, and this is number four, a guarantee of power. In John chapter 14, verses 12 through 14, Jesus said, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these will he do, because I go to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." And the last legacy that we're going to look at today in our summary is, when we pray in the name of Jesus, we are praying life into a situation, because Jesus came so that we might have life and life more abundantly. Answered prayer is always in accord with the nature and purposes of Jesus. And the last legacy of Jesus, number six, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is here today to help us to bring people to God. The power to do the greater works comes from the Holy Spirit. To continue the work of Jesus, God gave us his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was given to us by Jesus to be with us forever, eternally, and always. He is our helper. The word for another shows that there are similarities between the work done by the Holy Spirit in the ministry of Jesus and what he will do in our lives and ministries today. In concluding today, Jesus has given us an eternal legacy. We have an inheritance that goes into eternity. And today my prayer is that you know the legacy that Jesus has left for you and for me, and that we begin to live the abundant life, to serve other Christians and the less fortunate in the power of Jesus. Beloved, this is my prayer for you and me today. It's time to close our program. We have had an absolutely awesome time together. This is a word straight from heaven. I pray that you've enjoyed our time together, and I look forward to seeing you next week. And now let's go back to Brother Grant.
And yes, that was awesome what you preached on today. We do look forward to hearing and seeing our listeners next week. So before we say goodbye, we want to bless each of you with our perpetual prayer for each of our listeners. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. This year, we have been on a path and are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is and the role he wants to play in our lives today. So this was our 17th teaching in the series on Come Holy Spirit. Now, you can contact us on social media and through the email. On social media, we're on Facebook. at either Church Lady Ministries or Artist Oliver Church Lady. And you can also go into Blog Talk Radio, and you go into Blog Talk Radio, pull up the name Church Lady Now, and you can follow us. So our email address is churchladyministries@gmail.com. That's churchladyministries@gmail.com. Now, there are a number of ways you can contact us, and if all else fails, you can call us on the telephone at area code 253-472-6213. Now, we want to thank you for joining Church Lady Now today, so please join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, because we're on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who He is and the role He wants to play in our lives today. So you can always become a ministry partner and help us with our projects in the community serving homeless and the less fortunate. You can call us at area code 253-472-6213. And if you forget, you can go into the library and listen to this program again and obtain our information. So again, we want to thank you for joining us today. And this is Brother Grant saying, have a blessed day.